in my bank account. Bet my money on a stupid horse, I lost that. So I ran out to the track to get my cash back. I just gotta leave this place with a big bag. So I found the fucking jockey and I cracked it.
One more time!
Bet my money on a stupid horse, I lost that. So I ran out to the track to get my cash back. I just gotta leave this place with a big bag. So I found the fucking jockey and I cracked it. Pushed it down to the ground and I punched him in his face. Yeah, I sold the phone, I put him in his place. Me and the horse, we ran out.
Baby, I got you. I can never stop you.
when I get home. Taking off my work clothes, working in the cold one. 45 group texts, 50 group DMs. Send another text asking me if I've seen them. Pushing back a deadline, gotta make a bedtime. Then I crack a smile, cause I love you and I'll do it all again. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I answer. This gotta work this time, it's my way of trying to let you know. I've got a little thing for you, I've got a little crush or something. Maybe I'm just drunk as fuck, I customize my ringtone. But it's always you, it's always you, it's always.
Sit in traffic. Yeah. Oh. Accidente de carro? Lastimado? I don't know, back of bus insurance lawyer injury attorney ad. I don't know. Also, this guy's name I don't know what the guy's name is. It doesn't say the name of the dude or his company or anything. It's just got a big phone number and then a smaller website, and the name is crisplaw.com. And like, what accident? And then I'm gonna call up Crispy Law. Hit me with that Crispy Law. I don't know. This dude's smile doesn't seem 100% genuine either. Like, just everything about this. Also, it's on the back of the bus, so, like, there's a bunch of, like, contour. You know, there's shit on the back of a bus. Grates and vents and all this other stuff. So, like, the image isn't just flat. It's just all over the place. And then up in the corner, there's like a bunch of like accolades or whatever that this dude is gotten. And one of them just says, super lawyers. Also, this gentleman would appear to have extremely hairy arms. It's neither here nor there. You want to get represented in court by a dude with arms that hairy? He's a super lawyer. He's one of the national trial lawyers, top 40 under 40. So, you know, he's got that going for him. Imagine all these lawyers that like advertise absolutely no, it says here, absolutely no fee until we win your case. Like guarantee, like A, that's like almost guaranteeing victory there. Until we win, you're not gonna pay. I imagine that lawyers that operate on that type of payment system probably charge a higher percentage than if you were to just pay a lawyer. It's like, hey, if you lose, you pay nothing, but if you win, you give us more than if you would have just, you know, gone with a lawyer, as opposed to a back-of-the-bus lawyer, middle-of-the-mall-ass lawyer. Get into the bad stuff. I don't even know if you can hear me. I'm in the zone. I'm in the vacuum. Dipshits. These fucking morons. Like, we've named our track Ultimate Assassin's Creed 3 song. Here it is. The Ultimate Assassin's Creed. You've heard a lot of Assassin's Creed 3 songs. This is the Ultimate Assassin's Creed 3 song. Exactly, the last word in Assassin's Creed 3 songs. Yeah, good. Tomahawk. What do we know about Assassin's Creed 3? Well, I think it has a tomahawk. I don't...
From Boston to MI, always up to no good. Don't know how I can see off this big-ass hood. Walking
fucking jack-offs. Fucking bunch of shit, man. Oh, God. Bus next to me, and it has a different configuration of the same ad. The dude is smaller, but he's not cut off by weird parts of the bus. Very exciting.
Thought I had a crush on, but he wasn't a match.
Lawyers.
Best song ever. got them open all over town. Strictly Bitch, you won't play around. Come on, bunch crowd, got game by the pound. Get up in as a forte, each and every day. Truly away.
Fuck you. Here we go.
Alright guys, I'm doing Take On Me now. Alright. I really like this song, it sounds good. Mine in the way. I don't know what to mine or mine this anyway. In this Minecraft day, so beautiful and further down. What's that I found? Mine diamonds. Mine diamonds. I'll mine them. So hold on to
easy
to mine. With my Minecraft pickaxe and shovels, hopefully they stay in my Minecraft chest. So I'm gonna make a lock on it. Mine diamonds!
Drink some water, kid. Come on. Something.
I'm ready. Not ready.
Alright, I gotta pass this bus. This is just stupid.
All these diamonds made, if they might get stole from my ender chest. But who's that? Holy sheep, it's Notch. Mine diamonds! Thanks for listening, guys, and thanks for recommending this song.
I had a toy train when I was young, but a wheel fell off and it wouldn't run. And ooh, I blew my stack. And he sent me to school, but things got weird when the kids made fun of my long red beard. And ooh, I blew my stack. Turning their books in late, and boom, I blew my stack.
Dreamscape presents Seducing the Fireman by Jennifer Bonds, narrated by Samantha Brentmore and Connor Crace. Chapter 1. Jackson Hart had always wanted a brother. Now that he had a dozen, he was seriously reconsidering his position. He took a pull on his beer, letting the icy cold draft slide down his throat as he studied the rowdy, testosterone-fueled men encircling him. They'd been riding him hard about being the new guy on the job.
Oh yeah, riding him
expected. Hell, it was nothing compared to his days as a probationary firefighter. No, the only thing that mattered now was watching his step. The last thing he needed was a god-awful nickname he couldn't shake. And firefighters love nicknames almost as much as they love the job. So, yeah, he'd have to make sure he didn't go and do something stupid that would haunt him for eternity. Transferring into the company, he'd known it would be an uphill battle to gain their acceptance. Most of these men had worked side by side for years, and they didn't know him from Adam. As far as they were concerned, he was probably only a half step above a probie, and that was only because he had actual experience. It didn't matter. Given time, he'd prove himself. Not like he had any other distractions. His sole focus was the job. It was all he had. Hey, pretty boy! The muscles in his back tensed instinctively at the challenge. Jax turned his head, finding O'Rourke staring straight at him, arms crossed over his puffed-out chest, a bottle of Brooklyn Lager dangling from his meaty fist. The kid smirked, looking pleased with himself. Too bad he'd lost points for originality. It wasn't the first time in his career the name had been thrown at him. It wouldn't stick. He'd make sure of it. Jack set his beer down and leaned forward, resting his elbows on the slick bar. All the guys were watching him now, waiting to see how he'd respond. This was the moment of truth. Nobody prettier in this bar than you, O'Rourke. Just don't tell the ladies I said so. The tips of O'Rourke's ears burned brighter than his hair, and the guys roared with laughter. Anderson slapped him on the back. Welcome to the family, Lieutenant. Tipping his beer at O'Rourke, he signaled the kid there were no hard feelings. After all, they were brothers now, by blood, sweat, and tears, if not by birth. It was all he'd ever wanted. A family. A place to call home. Growing up, he'd never really had either. Brooklyn had come the closest. That was why he'd returned after years of bouncing from city to city.
I imagine chapter two is just that they all just fuck, right? I mean,
she worked in a beauty salon. I heard a voice inside to say, Hell, Mario, our band is sounding great.
I agree, Luigi. We just need a lead singer to take our songs to the top of the charts.
Fuck.
How about a Toad? Yes! Hey, Toad, come over here and sing to this. Mario, can I talk to you over here about Toad for a second, please?
It's like a demon screaming into my ears. I hate my life. It's all body shaped like a dick, though.
Oh. Good news, Toad! You've got the job! Yeah!
Big Ben, what's your projíždím přes Moravu, řádí tam to strašidlo, vystupuje z Bážin, žere hlavně Pražáky, jmenuje se Jožin. Jožin z Bážin, močálem se blíží, Jožin z Bážin, k vesnici se blíží, Jožin z Bážin, už si zuby brousí, Jožin z Bážin, kouše sa jerdousí.
Is currently CEO of Apple, and people have been asking about his idea in which he said everyone should get up at 3:45 a.m. in the morning and get to work. Because his theory is, hey, you get ahead of everybody else, you get quiet time, you can get work done, so getting there at 3:45 would be great. Now people have asked me, do I think this is a good idea? And my answer is frankly, no, it's a horrible idea. Now, first, I'm going to give a little room here because my father got up at crack of dawn because we were in the horse racing business, and one of his businesses was watching the horses work out. Now, horses work out because they have to work out before the track opens up at the crack of dawn. So my father, being a morning person, got up at the crack of dawn, went and saw the horses. Now, what I'm talking about, Tim Cook, is not his plan applied to my father, who's a rising shiner, but how it's applied to you, the person that's considering not only getting up early, but getting up really early. And my answer is don't do it. Because several times in my life, I remember one being bar prep. Because
it
as a lawyer, you have to think ahead and take the bar exam. Now, the bar exam is handled real early in the morning, and there's a lot of people in a hotel, and you got to get out and got to get in your place and sit down. So you have to rise and shine early. You have to train your body to get early before you take the exam to become a lawyer. Now, part of that was getting up early, so I had to learn to get up at the crack of dawn and get at it. Now, I'm not an early rise and shiner. That's not my game. So I'm speaking out there to all you that live a normal life, that prefer to sleep a little bit later if you can. Now, getting up that early for the first 2 weeks was really, really hard. Now, my body adjusted to it, but I'm going to tell you, your body doesn't completely adjust to it. What it does is you wear out a little bit early. So come Friday, Saturday, I was completely burned out. Where before, when I get up and make a normal time schedule, which is like getting up and being ready at 9, I had plenty of energy on the weekends. But with the crack of dawn work schedule, my body didn't like that schedule. So don't try to go against your own body. Don't try to push yourself. Will your body adjust? Yes.
Do not push yourself.
But will your body perform over a period of time to the same level? It will not. And I've learned
this every time I try to get up and rise and shine.
I did a consulting deal one time with a moving company. And you know what? They wanted me up at the crack of dawn. And that's what I say, whenever the sun isn't up yet, early, early, early in the morning. And I found, first of all, I wasn't getting anything done because who's up that early for me to call? And second thing is, my brain hurt. So if you're going off of what your body doesn't want, if you try to push yourself to a new level, you're going to hurt.
Yeah.
And it's going to pay off.
Don't
and
push
yes,
yourself.
Your body will adjust, but over a period of time, you won't be as productive. So if you go with Tim Cook's deal, you're not going to be as productive as you would. Now, if you want to gain a little ground, show up to work 30 minutes early. You don't have to show up to work 3 to 4 hours early. Show up 30 minutes early, and if you're productive right out the gate, when you land, sit down, get right to work. Your first 30 minutes will be extremely productive, and that'll put you way ahead. You don't have to get up at 3:45. You just have to get up 30 more minutes. That is very doable. It won't hurt your brain. It won't hurt your weekends. Until then, let Tim Cook make the coffee, and I'll get up when I get up.
Trick. We'll be right back.
Oh, guy who thinks he's the one? Who's the real one? And when's the wedding? Find out now on this episode of Anime Rapping.
Hold up, I'm finna let you finish, but I'm the illest killer in it, so just witness my witness. While you was in the phone booth, cramming with soul crates, I was in the foreign coop. Blast an 808.
You think you're the voice of a generation? Bro, nobody's made more voices go change station.
But this is
I'm not saying she's a gold digger, kid, but her clothes have gold dust from Humphrey still in them.
Yo, I got my hoes in time. She said, whoa, my girl,
this does not sound like
Monroe. In Point Break, you wore ex-presidents, man. I got way more ex-presidents on stacks of cash.
I don't even know what that means. I just took substance D so I can drown out your voice when you pretend you can sing.
Yeah, that's right. My body be electronic, and I'd rather be auto-tuned than be Johnny Mnemonic.
As Constantine, I constantly fried fiends, steamed demons by high beams while you were off pouting and whining.
I was on the beach tanning with Kim West Kardashian while you were home alone playing Clash of Clans.
Follow the white rabbit to the next conclusion that your messiah complex is a total delusion. I donated 80 mil because cash is an illusion. Oh, and by the way, I own more trench coats than you.
Nah, you ain't got the passion for flashing. High fashion, high, even higher, highest fashion. I got a direct line to God all day. Hello, God, you want me to wear a kilt? Okay. I started studying shades and leather, jogging past his mind. Darwin, take notes on my intelligent design. Morpheus, who's your chick? I promise mine's hotter and my girl's sex tape sold more than your daughter. So in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Jesus, I have the divine right to proclaim ye. I'm out here practicing divinity. Yeah, I know you're feeling me, except for all y'all losers. They're the closest in Trinity.
You've trained your whole life to be a rapper. That's cool, but all I...
Fucking fuck, man.
Yeah, my two-man Randy Savage back at you once again.
Fuck.
Are you supposed to get back? To the Macho Man's about to explode. Bad and old, you're traveling on a rocky road. Let it be known, Randy don't play no games. Murder like flames, I'm kicking boys and changing names. Cause I'm down, I mess with or test Macho. One slap, two face, and now it's Macho. Punch your fool, now you're trying to run. And now you're stunned, I'm here without a gun. You should have known that to step up, cause I'm in command. You got slammed.
Everything's gonna be okay.
You can get anything you want. You know what I'm saying? You want that over there? You want that over there? Got you.
With the boss, gonna be a boss, then you gotta pay costs. Running from the dog, I'm
right. There's a very narrow path through this fucking alley yet again. I'm here. I'm going to go. Have a good Tuesday. I'll see you later. Bye. Oh.